Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Josephine Bellacomo, who is a leadership and communication coach. She empowers people with the tools and mindset to deliver high-impact messages and perform exceptionally. Josephine, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mitchell. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it is truly my pleasure and thoroughly enjoyable spending time with in the green room with you. And I'd love the audience to learn more about you through your CPOP. What is your customer point of pain?
Oh, leaders facing high stakes communication.
You know, I think about that. Having sat on the board of a public firm, I also ran 4 CEO networking groups for a decade. And even then, that happened often. And now I think about the acceleration of high-stakes communication in today's environment. And I'm thinking to myself, like, this is everybody all the time. Josephine, tell me more.
Sure. You know how some people can feel apprehensive when they have to give a high, when they're facing a situation where the stakes are high, and that's whether their reputation is on the line or if their organization is on the line or even, you know, their job, their promotion. And so with that apprehension, when the stakes are so high, you know, it can be difficult to figure out exactly what is it you want to say and how should I say that. So I help people. Put that all together. I help them figure out what to say and how to say it. And the way that I do that is through workshops, coaching, and I also deliver keynotes to leaders and professionals at all levels so that they can communicate with impact and lead their teams in such a way that they're aligned to a vision and that they can perform exceptionally.
Mm. Well, that was a good answer to that. Would you mind sharing how you have credibility to do what you do?
Sure. The cheap way I have the credibility is one of the things my clients tell me, whether it's in training or from the stage in a keynote, is she really walks her talk. And what I mean by that is a lot of the things I do is I raise their awareness to ways in which they may be communicating, which they're not getting from point A to point B, or they're not opening in a way that's compelling or driving to a strong close, or they may be displaying some kind of distraction from the message by the way that they use their eyes or their voice or gestures of the space that they're taking up. So in those learning experiences, you know, I've raised their awareness. So they're watching me very credibly. And the thing that they say quite consistently is she really walks her talk. And I do that because I know from my own experience, what a game changer it was for me by just changing one or two things in the way I communicated, how I was getting such different results. So that's one way. And then I have more than 20 years experience working with Fortune 500 companies and professionals at all levels. And I also authored a book called Move the Message, where I took my executive coaching experience and my passion for social justice, and I put it together in an almost 400-page communications guidebook that was used at Columbia University's School of International and Public Affairs in a course on human rights advocacy. We'll talk about high stakes.
That is high stakes. And how many people have you touched in your years, you think?
Oh, well over 1,000.
Yeah.
Well over 1,000. Yeah. Thousands. Yes.
And Josephine, how do you go about sharing your credibility?
Oh, I do it through explaining what it is I do. You know, people may say, oh, what does a leadership coach do? And I may start with, you know, some people are afraid to communicate. They may be afraid of public speaking or a difficult conversation. And a lot of times people go, yeah, that's me. And then I explain what it is that I do and how I help people. And I also speak from my own experience. For example, you know, early in my career, before I'd ever had any leadership training, I was promoted overnight to becoming a director. And the best way I had grasping at how do I do this new job was to think about the models I had before, but they didn't really work for me. I mean, my beloved supervisor had 20 years experience on me. And when she walked into a room, she had this automatic executive presence, and I didn't have that. So I approached the situation with a lot of empathy, and I share this kind of story about my own experiences of what that's like to be promoted and when you're not ready for it, when you haven't had the training or that experience, because a lot of the clients whom I work with are exceptional program managers. But then when they get promoted to being a people manager, it feels like I'm no longer working with my peers. Now I'm managing my peers and I don't know how to do that. So I start with empathy is how I do it. And I listen. And listen to where people are expressing their difficulty. And I show them empathy. I think that comes across in everything that I do in training and coaching and when I'm speaking.
So if you're listening, that was a good answer, by the way. If you're listening or you're watching this and you're facing high stakes communication, and you're looking for someone to help support, or at least somebody to start and figure out if this is the right thing for you, reaching out to Josephine would be a lot of sense from my perspective. Josephine, what is the best way for people to reach out to you?
Oh, my website is movethemessage.com. And I'd love to hear from people through LinkedIn. And that's my spelling of my name is Josephine Bellacomo. That's B as in boy, E-L-L-A-C-C-O-M-O. I look forward to connecting.
Josephine, thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Mitchell.
You're welcome. Take care. Oh, you were just a pleasure to listen to. And by the way, you're still here or you're watching or listening. You know how important Josephine's message is. So click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode. Subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.